This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Turning Points USA recently named Frontlines reporter Monica Page as its first White House correspondent. Before joining Turning Points USA, Monica worked with One America News and Newsmax. She's also web-produced for the Emmy Award-winning outlet Daily Mail. She will be a leading female contributor at the upcoming 10th Annual Young Women's Leadership Summit, and we are honored to have her join us. Monica, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
John, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be joining you guys.
So let me start by, I guess, first off, I've got to ask you about your, oh, and by the way, congratulations. I know you're a recent newlywed, so congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great.
Let me start by asking you about your experiences in the White House. I mean, what a difference. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt is sure, an upgrade over Karine Jean-Pierre. What a competence over a DEI hire.
Oh, it is night and day difference, John. I can tell you that. I mean, previously in the last administration, they wouldn't even look at me. I mean, people in the comms department or whoever was working behind the scenes would never answer my emails, would never help me get a meeting with Karine Jean-Pierre, wouldn't even call on me in the briefing room. Now I just got called on just this past Monday, and I had about two or three meetings with Caroline Leavitt in this current administration, and it seems as if I have all access. All the chains are off. I can finally report on the things I want to, finally get answers and really bolster my own personal reporting as well as for Turning Point, our audiences. So it feels great. It feels great to finally be included on everything and really, you know, not feel like I'm being held back from doing my job.
The White House has changed the way it handles press briefings, giving more attention to outlets and individuals often referred to as, quote, new media. How has the traditional mainstream White House press corps treated you, considering you're not part of that, you know, typical mainstream media, but rather part of this new media, and the president including you in the daily briefings, for example?
Yeah, well, to put it simply, we coexist. We can kind of feel a little bit of a tension in there, given that we don't have seats in the press briefing room. We stand along the side because that's the only way that we can ever be part of it. That room actually is not as big as many people think. So we try to get there nice and early and try to get a good spot in the briefing room, whether that's in the back or along the sides. And Caroline always calls on us, thankfully. But the mood in the room is kind of, it can get kind of tense, especially since the previous administration really bred a sense of elitism among some of these mainstream reporters that just because you have a seat in the briefing room means you will get called on. But that is not any longer, you know, what we're dealing with now. I get called on and I don't have a seat, whereas last administration I would never. So it feels great to be part of something finally bigger than myself. And What I also find is very interesting is a lot of these media outlets kind of lied to the American people when it comes to
Joe Biden's cognitive decline.
Yeah, that's just to put it lightly. And now you have a credibility crisis. And where do these audiences turn now? Well, they turn to people like us who have been bringing people the truth about everything over the last 4 years in very blunt terms and in very real perspective. And there's no more denying reality. So I think a lot of these mainstream media outlets are catching on to that and are kind of seeing us as, you know, step aside, we're the new kids on the block.
Do you think they perceive you as a threat in some way?
I do. I do see it as that, because they know that their outlet is dying. They know that their outlets are not really being viewed as much as or listened to as much as we are now. And if you lied to the American people over the last 4 years about something that they could see with their own eyes, what else could you possibly be lying about? And I think that that is where we step in and we say, hey, you know, you have a home with us. You can trust us since we've been giving you the real news unfiltered and you know, with actual facts. And that's the important thing here, John, is that we are always fact-based. And a lot of these outlets like the New York Times, Politico, CNN, they like to try and write hit pieces on people like myself saying that, oh, I'm echoing right-wing talking points, when a simple Google search will show that I'm not exemplifying a right-wing talking point. I am doing my research, and I'm making sure that everything is based in fact.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, one of the things that, by the way, we're talking with Frontline's reporter Monica Page. One of the things a lot of us noticed, if we ever saw under the Biden administration at the end, he'd be in the White House or in the Oval Office doing one of these little scrums. The minute the organized event was over with, the staff would immediately come in and say, "That's it, guys. That's it. Get out, get out, get out." And he'd just sit there blankly as staff tried to shoo out everyone. It's interesting the difference now with Trump. He'll sit there and talk indefinitely. Sometimes, you know, you cringe. There are a few moments when you're like, oh, I wish he hadn't said that. But at least he'll do it. Joe Biden was so incapable and the staff was so trying to insulate him and protect him. And I think it's interesting. The press were basically complicit in that cover up.
I really love that you brought this up, because there is a huge difference, and this is one of the main differences that I have been speaking out about, is when you have foreign leaders that show up to the White House, for example, the president will make sure to greet each leader outside the double doors of the Oval Office here on the West Wing of the White House and give a handshake, take a photo, and say, "Welcome to the White House. Come inside. Let's talk." And he makes sure it's public as well, where it's on national television. Anybody can tune in to see what the president is saying. And it goes for hours. It goes for 45 minutes to an hour, hour and a half. We just saw that with the South African president. We've seen that with Ukrainian President Zelensky. Even though it may be awkward, it's just real. And I think that's what many people were missing out on. I mean, the last administration, like you mentioned, it was, oh my goodness, it had to be about 3 minutes of the president sitting with a foreign leader who he wouldn't even greet at the White House front doors, by the way. And they would sit there for 3 minutes. They would say, "Oh, thanks for coming," mumble a couple of things, a couple of sentiments, and immediately the comms people would say, thank you, press, everyone leaves. But now it's so different. And I think that's what's important is President Trump's foreign policy and his policies in general at this point are not about being polite anymore. It's about being real. It's about, you know, maybe like these soft ambushes when you see with the South African president, "Hey, you know, your country is committing white genocide. Let me show you. Let me show you the articles." And it's about being real. It's not about being polite anymore, because honestly, politeness not only gets you so far.
Yeah, and I mean, I know the press is calling that an ambush, but you can't ambush somebody with stuff. He'd seen that. The South African president had right. seen all that stuff. Zelensky right. knew this stuff was coming. And look, right. you're a world leader. If you're not prepared to have a tough question thrown your way, you're Joe Biden.
Right. that's a great point. Even the comms department back here has been so helpful and so accessible in providing us with all the information that we need. But the last administration, man, what? I just can't believe. I mean, I can believe it, but just to see the press and working with the White House in such an obvious cover-up. Everybody knows somebody, unfortunately, who has gone through a cognitive decline, whether that's a grandparent or a right. parent or an uncle, whatever it may be, and to deny the people of what they're seeing on the South Lawn. I remember watching Joe Biden shuffling from the White House to his Marine One helicopter, taking off for another trip to Delaware on vacation, where he spent 577 out of more than 1,400 days in office on vacation, laying on a beach. It's unbelievable. And then you saw the tactics that this White House used. They would flank Joe Biden with members of his staff to try and hide the shuffling gait, to try and mask the garbled speech. The signs were there. And I spoke to physicians and neurologists on what exactly we were seeing. And they all said that the signs were there. And this has to be the greatest cover-up of all time. And I think we needed a further investigation into what exactly the White House knew and why they did what they did to cover it up, and who knew exactly.
I've asked members of our federal delegation, our congressional delegation, off the record this question, and you know, mm-hmm. I know their answers. On the record, you know, they're politicians, they're not going to say. Let me ask you this. You've been in the room, you've been in the White House during the Biden presidency. We all know what we saw. Was it as bad when you were intimate and when you were in those same rooms with him? Was it as bad? Because I frankly love what the reporter said the other day when she called it elder abuse. It for those of us who saw this and looking at it third party, it sure seemed like it. It sure seemed like Joe Biden was cognitively impaired and they were really covering it up.
Yeah, well, I can definitely tell you with utmost confidence that any time we would go to an event, I would make sure that I would try and get the front row spot just so I can get a good look at Joe Biden, because I really wanted to see, let me just see the signs and am I seeing what I'm really seeing? Is the press telling the truth? And I just wanted to give benefit of the doubt. And every time I would come up disappointed. When you see the president up close, Joe Biden at the time, he was wearing a lot of makeup. He was really, his face would not match the color of his hands. You can tell he would cover his eyes with those aviator sunglasses, and he was just stiff. Something looked wrong every single time, and it just looked uncomfortable. It felt weird to see him. I always made sure to make sure I get the front row spot on the departures or the arrivals, and even at speaking engagements in bright lighting, I just had to see. And it's just weird. He never looked like himself. It looks kind of puppety, caked up makeup on his face. It was very jarring. That's like the best way to put it, I think.
That's fascinating to hear this from someone who was there firsthand. And then when you look at it in the context of the people around him had to know this, and yet they wanted to run him for another 4-year term, knowing full well that he was incapable of serving another 4-year term. It really was an intent to deceive the American public. And that begs the question then was, who was running the White House?
Exactly. And there were people can speculate, of course, that it could have been his staffers, or it could have been Hunter Biden at times. But I mean, there's just no way of telling, and there needs to be an in-depth investigation into this. And I can't believe that people said, oh, it was the June 27th debate against President Trump. No, it wasn't. It was way before that. And do you remember after that debate, Jill Biden, his wife, Dr. Jill, as much of a doctor as Dr. Pepper, goes, you did such a great job.
Oh, yes.
You answered all the questions. What?
Yeah.
And then she said that, talking to him like he's a 5-year-old, answering all the questions. What is she talking about? And they wanted to run him again. This guy had he been tested for cancer? I mean, he said that he had cancer, and everyone threw that under the bus. Everyone said, oh, no, he's fine. He probably has some kind of like skin cancer. But did they test him enough? Were they specifically not trying to include that in his physical every time they would test him? The president doesn't need a cognitive test. He's sharp. I see him every day behind closed doors. Are you kidding me? And now everyone's looking in retrospect, probably kicking themselves. We should not have accepted this. We should not have accepted these answers. And I think, honestly, it's a too little too late. People should have started speaking up the way we were during the time that it was happening.
Yeah, well, we were all a bunch of tinfoil conspiracy theorists. So I know, Monica, you're going to be part of Turning Point USA's 10th annual Young Women's Leadership Summit. You'll be a featured presenter at that. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I'm very excited. This is going to be my first Young Women's Leadership Summit. So I'm very excited to meet all like-minded women and individuals who are coming out to Dallas. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be great. I feel like it's going to feel like one big celebration. There's so much to talk about between making America healthy again and new policies for that is this White House being the most pro-family, pro-woman White House that we've seen, especially since the last 4 years or anything but that. So it's going to be great to really connect with people and speak one-on-one to people and talk about their own experiences. And I think it'll help my own personal reporting because I love hearing from women. I love hearing from others who, you know, are dealing with everyday situations. And it's not every day that you get to speak with women across America. So it's going to be a beautiful event. I can't wait. Turning Point always puts on the best events. So this is going to be fabulous.
Well, if people want information on it, they can find that at YWLS2025.com. And of course, if they want to follow you on X, I follow you on X. They can find you there at Monica Page TV on X, correct?
Yes, that's me. Thank you so much.
Of course. Monica, thank you again for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Fascinating conversation. We'll have to connect again sometime.
Likewise. Anytime, John. Thank you so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.